Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise mature sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has spurred Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the cleansing power of the blood. We receive the ability, we receive that grace. We receive the pardoning of our sins. We receive the impartation of grace. We receive the forgiveness of our sins. We receive the cleansing of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. So I'm talking about impartations and transfers. Impartations and transfers. When you study the character and the nature of the anointing, if you're not very careful, you will always think that God always has to release a new anointing for you. But you see, the release of the oil has got to do with the fulfillment of the purpose of God on earth. When Jesus comes, there is no use of the anointing again. I say there is no use for the heaven. There is no blind man for you to go and heal. There is no cripple for you to go and raise up. There is no demon in heaven for you to go and cast. The last time I remember, the Bible says that Jesus sanctified the heavens, and now there is no place in heaven for the devil. What it means that the anointing is necessary for the earth. I'm talking for a very short time, but I want you to open up your spirit, be quiet, and catch what I want to present to you. Amen. The anointing is for the purposes, the advancement of the kingdom of God on earth here. Today I found out something. I realized that when the Bible is talking about and the Spirit of the Lord came upon, then it's talking about a release of the anointing. A release of the anointing. When the Bible talks about the presence and the glory of God, then he's talking about the residency of the Holy Spirit within us. I said, hey. Did you hear what the Bible Jesus said? He said he will do nothing of his own. But what he sees me do is what he will do. Is that what he said? So the Holy Spirit will not come and do anything. That means that as we are moving, if God's will is that act, Pastor David, touch faster, then the Lord will release an oil which will move me. Like the Bible said in Judges, the Bible said, and the Spirit began to move something in the camps. You move me, then I will have the edge to touch this brother. So it's a release per time. We have the anointing that you walk in, but we have the anointing that comes upon you on at specific times for specific purposes. But there are two main kinds of anointings that are operating or working on this earth. Two main kinds. They are no more than two. Two main kinds. Number one, we have the oil that has never been released. There are times people are called and anointed freshly. He said, "Thou will anoint my head with fresh oil. My horn has you exalted as that of the unicorn." There is the release that comes initially. The Lord will call a person, anoint him with a peculiar anointing. So we have that peculiar anointing. I said we have the peculiar anointing. Then apart from that, we have the existing anointing. We have the anointing which is already existing. So let me explain it this way. When you take Moses and you take Joshua, you realize that Moses had a peculiar anointing. But Joshua received an anointing from Moses, an already existing anointing. The Lord came to Joshua. He told Joshua, I said, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. Now you are supposed to take over. The Lord went to Elijah and told Elijah, take an go anoint Elisha as a prophet in your stead. So Elisha didn't receive any peculiar anointing, but he just received an already existing anointing. Amen. Amen. So in that case, it could be an impartation or a transfer. When I talk about impartation and a transfer, impartation is having and releasing some. Transfer is the lifting of the whole thing onto another man. So Elijah transferred the anointing upon his life onto Elisha. Moses' anointing was transferred unto Joshua. But Moses' anointing at the point was imparted upon other 70s. The Bible says that the Lord came to Moses and said, Moses, gather to me 70 men that I may lift the oil upon the spirit upon you and distribute it to them. So that was an impartation. He imparted them. There are people that are following men of God that are getting impartation. I have received many, many impartations here and there. In 1999, I remember I had a major impartation from Mike Mudok. Because in 1999, I realized that my Christian life changed after I listened to Mike Mudok. Totally, outrightly. It was in a fellowship with one of Mike Mudok's CDs when I took a decision and wrote it boldly that I live my life as though I'm dying today, but I plan my life as though I have thousands of years to live. And I wrote it boldly, and from that day I started living by that philosophy. It was Mike Mudok that I took a decision and wrote another philosophy that says that my secret preparation will always determine my public victories. So I started studying. I started doing things wildly indoor. So people don't know when you prepare, when you do this, when you do that, when you do this. But the thing was working. Are you there? Are you following? The oil upon my book was not transferred to me, but I was imparted. I was imparted. When Moses met God on the mountain, what happened to Moses was not a transfer. It was actually an impartation. The glory of God rubbed upon Moses to the extent that there was the reflection, the effect thereof. Amen. Amen. There is a rub on of an anointing when you relate with people. There is that realm of impartation. Unfortunately, many church folks always think that they have received the transference of the oil. Oh, they stand there. To the extent that sometimes when the pastor is even preaching, you want to even judge what the pastor is preaching. Ah, where your daddy uncle here? Yeah, it's like where my neighbor shop for anyone. It's like on the far, on the far. That is an evil spirit. That's an evil spirit. The Lord is speaking now as I'm speaking. It is God that is speaking, telling you something. And now you are there saying, telling another person that what the Lord is saying is not true. You should have studied this way. That is wrong. Amen. When I study the Bible, I want to mention about three or four people who were very close to the anointing but never had it. They never had the impartation, neither did they have the transfer. Others also had the impartation but couldn't have the transfer. When you take Moses and Aaron, you realize that Moses was the one who was called by the Lord. He received a peculiar oil from the Lord. Are you following? He received a peculiar oil from the Lord. He was the one that saw the burning bush. And when he saw it, that was the anointing time of Moses. And received an instruction and a mandate. And he left the place. And then the Lord attached Aaron with Moses. And because of that attachment, there was a rub-on of the anointing upon Aaron, to the extent that Aaron became a high priest. But when Moses died, God didn't go to Aaron. In the human perspective, our choice would have been Aaron. Is that not so? All of us would have chosen Aaron. But God didn't choose Aaron. And today I will show you why. But went to Joshua and told Joshua, "Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now come take them and do what he used to do." That means come and take over. So there was lifting of the oil from the head of Moses and came and bypassed Aaron and came upon the life of Joshua. Why? The answer is in Numbers 12, the verse number 1. The Bible says, at a point in the life of Moses, Moses decided to marry, and he chose an African woman to marry. And when he chose an African woman, because the lady was black, Miriam, the sister of Moses, and Aaron, they came together and they spoke against Moses. Moses didn't hear. Moses didn't hear, but God heard. Sometimes you may have church members. They can even bring you food. They can even buy you a car. But when they get you somewhere, the way they will talk about you as a pastor, and when they come, they will smile with you as though you are their hero. I may not hear, but God has heard. Now, when the time of payment and reward came, the Lord went to his books and opened it. He said, Aaron was once upon a time disloyal. He criticized this anointing upon my servant Moses. Amen. The anointing you don't respect, you can never benefit from. The anointing you criticize can never work for you. Now look, Aaron was criticizing Moses' anointing. He wasn't criticizing the anointing, he was criticizing Moses. But I have taught you that for the sake of the purpose of God, there are some people, they are not just anointed, they are actually the anointing. So talking against people like that, before you realize, you have spoken against the anointing. When the Lord comes upon a person and touches the life of the person, don't forget what I also taught you in another message, for you to know that because of the anointing oil, a person's total lifestyle can change. Your desires change. Your passions change. Your friends change. The places you have, you want to go changes. Now you don't have the edge for some things again. So Moses was not an African, but yet his passion for women changed. He thought he must marry a black woman. Just because of the anointing. Just because of the anointing. Then you came to criticize the choice of God's anointed. The Bible said, "Touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm." Just imagine how Moses would have felt that the sister, the whole camp, just look at this place, look at this church, and then how do you think I will feel if my wife sits here and I finish preaching and he said, "That the end of preaching, I'm going to cry." Wow. Let anybody say, but let her say it. I will be broken. Do you know what it means? It's a big blow. So if Miriam and Aaron could say this in front of the church, what are you trying to say? You were trying to turn the heart of the congregation from the man of God. I'm talking about transfers and impartation. So there are many people that can stay in the house of God but will never be blessed. They can never benefit from the man of God. No way. They can't. Brother, do you know what it means to believe in somebody's anointing? There are many people that are actually missing the blessings in the house of God. Why? They don't believe in the man of God. If God wanted to come and do it himself, he would have come. But because he knows he can do it through us, that is why he has come into us, anointed us, and presented us to you. If Aaron's heart was really, really, really for Moses' anointing, Aaron wouldn't have criticized Moses. He criticized Moses. Why do you have to go and marry an African lady? You don't know. I'm sure by now, do you know what Miriam said? He said, all of us, the Lord has been speaking to us. Like some of you have been doing. Preaching, I said preaching, you'll be preaching. Now that you can't come there, And you have been talking. There is no way that anointing can be a blessing to you. Amen. In the first instance, you cannot have the impartation. Neither can you have the transfer. Amen. There is no way. Hallelujah. So there's a difference between having transference of anointing and being imparted by the anointing. Now, when it comes to the impartation, because of the oil upon a person, a certain man of God, and because you have submitted as a son or a church member, you are able to do some things. One brother that has traveled, that is our sister's brother, who has traveled to US, he called me that he was going for an interview, and I told him one thing. I said, the anointing upon this house says that you cannot fail. And he was like, daddy, this job, most of the Ghanaians in this place, they have gone, they are not getting the thing. I said, don't say most. Now, when you got there, he had it. Amen. He had it. Why? Because of the oil. And he wrote something on the Facebook. He said, I remain a son. Hallelujah. What did the Bible say? The Bible said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Your father is in the Lord. For this is right. That means that be obedient to your spiritual fathers. When you continue, say, honor your father and your mother. Or say, for it shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. So the anointing can work for you. The anointing upon a person can work for you. Amen. When somebody is staying with you as a man of God, your covering goes onto the person. As long as he remains in a certain radiance. And even when he travels and still see you as a father, in the realms of the spirit, there is no distance. You are covered. Amen. Amen. I pray for you that you will catch something in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Elijah and the school of prophets, he had a lot of prophets he was bringing up. But you know something? When Elijah was about to die, or he was about to go, it was Elisha that got the transfer. The Bible, I hope you're understanding this message. The Bible says that when the school of the prophets, when they saw Elijah and Elisha, do you know what the prophet said? Who knows what the prophet said? The prophets, they told Elisha, they said, don't you see God is about to take your master away? It means that the guys were prophets. They could see that Elijah has not told anybody. But they could see that Elijah was about to be taken by God. And they told Elisha, hey, God is about to take your master away. When they were saying it, they were standing there. Hey, don't you know, they were laughing at Elijah. They were trying to. Elijah said, I know. And then Elijah kept following. The difference between them. They were all being trained by Elijah. But Elisha had a different attitude. The difference between Elisha And the school of the prophets is that Elisha kept following. The school of the prophets was standing there and telling, today we have men of God that rises and they don't keep long in the system. You don't see them. The peculiar anointing will come upon you, but you need a transfer to carry you on. Oh, I say you need it all. I say you need it all. No matter how David was anointed, at the point he needed Saul. Saul had to grant him permission to kill Goliath before he killed Goliath. The Bible says he went to Saul and said, I've heard that you say you can kill the guy. Have you fought back to him before? Say, okay, take my descent, blah, 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 blah. I've permitted you. Then he went to fight and won. Amen. Yeah, amen. Yeah, some of you may be staying in this church. In your heart, all you say is that, hey, me pay about that. Me fasting that. Me ba so that me who me vision that. And yes, phobia. You will never benefit. You will never benefit. It can never be a blessing to you. I read a book following the plan of God. Me call book stand how many times? Several times. Between selected books, we go in and me condo already. So I went back and I prayed and said, Lord, I can buy only one book. Lord, show me the book I must buy. This book was not one of the books I selected. But when I got there, when I was going, I saw this book. The Lord said, pick this one. So I gave the guy money. I said, I won't look at the others. And I picked this book by Kenneth Hagin. And I am telling you, whatever you see me today, ministry, whatever, this book was the key. When I read it, something in this book entered me. Boom. That was all. Why? I caught something. Amen. So you need a transfer. Same time, you need an impartation. The school of the prophets, they had impartation, but they didn't have the transfer. Elisha followed, then he had the transfer. When he came, impartation, they could prophesy because Elijah could prophesy. They were under Elijah. He could prophesy. They could see that Elijah was about to go. They could see. Why? Because they were 7 under a prophet. But Elisha saw beyond the prophets. He could just, please. I know. They kept following. Master, please, do you want water? Yes, I need some water to wash my hand. You pour. The Bible says that Elisha was pouring water upon the hands of Elijah. Water. That means seven. Oh, Master, your shoe is dirty. Then you polish it. They were going. Like that, at a point, Elijah got angry. He sacked him and said, I won't go. What it means is that Elijah spoke to him anyhow. He said, no, I won't go. I say people that are looking for the transfer, they have a different attitude. You see, one thing, if you want to catch a transfer, one thing you must be very, very, very careful of is make sure you don't hurt the man of God, no matter how evil he is. And that is a mystery. You see, you just need that servant of God. He may not need you. I'm telling you the truth. Go and ask Elisha. Elijah, he will tell you how the Lord sent him. God came to him to tell him, said, hey, move from here to Zarephath. I have prepared a widow. The question is, did Elijah need a widow? No, he can afford. But being Elijah, the Bible says, na or the man a granny free heaven, a brain and opera, a year near you bring. Now, when you have your granny and cows on that coin, who can afford you any idea? So it was actually not Elijah that needed a woman, it was the woman that needed the man of God. God wanted to do a miracle in the life of the woman. And he knew that the miracle can only come by a man of God. So a man of God must be present for the woman to sow into his life before the miracle can spark off. I don't really care what people are saying. Look, listen to me. One day I looked at somebody, I told them, I said, hey, I don't care how you see me. The truth of the matter is that your perception will determine your conception. If you can see me well, it will be well with you. But if you are there, you will be shocked. I am a miracle passing in front of you. If you will see it like that, it's not your money I need. After all, God is taking care of me. Amen. God is taking care of me. It's not your money I need. Money is not something in my heart now. No. I don't need it now. That is not my focus. Tell somebody, the man of God is your miracle. And you must see it like that. Hello? You must see, I can be your father, I can be your husband, I can be your brother, I can be whatever. Jacob and Esau, their father was their bishop, Isaac. One of them was so casual with him, and that was Esau. Very casual, but Jacob took him serious, and he worked within time. And when Isaac wanted to transfer a blessing, Jacob quickly organized the food and brought it according to revelation and information. And then the man blessed him. By the time the lackadaisical one came, the blessing was gone. Tell somebody, be smart and astute. Amen. Some of you, I pray for you that you will begin to see your man of God better before it's too late. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are some of you here, I may play with you, do whatever, but listen to me. Your miracle is connected. I'm telling you. Sometimes I just wish that you will see the kind of heart I use to lead you. It is not a heart that seeks me. It is the heart that seeks you. A heart that always yearning. I'm not preaching me. I'm teaching you about how to tap into an anointing. How to receive a transference or an impartation. I was telling Pastor Douglas, I said, Pastor Douglas, whatever you saw me doing from the beginning, do it. He said, Daddy, and what am I here? I said, I'm a human crier, mame. And that is the difference between a founder and one that is not a founder. I have to clear the virgin forest. Your own is to just plant. Easy. Easy. So if you dishonor the one that is clearing the virgin forest, you should know you are going to be in trouble. If you have opportunity to preach, brother, preach well. You are just the person of God. If you have the opportunity to serve, serve well. You are just the person of God. He can change you. It can be by a rough tatters. Whatever, you are changed. Amen. Amen. You are changed. You are changed. So Elijah and Elisha, their case is closed. Isaac, Esau, and Jacob, their case is also closed. So you should know that people can be very close to the anointing, very close to the anointing, but they can miss it because of wrong attitude and perception. So you honor your fathers, you remain a son, and then you follow diligently and have the right attitude. If you can do these four things, you'll be shocked. You will easily catch the anointing. Brother, listen to me. You don't lack anything. Do you know why? The Lord has presented you a servant. The Lord has brought you an anointing. If you're not very careful, your familiarity will betray you. Your familiarity will betray you. Stop seeing your pastor the way you see him and see him as a God-sent man with an anointing, and you will benefit. The anointing can be imparted. The anointing can be transferred. Will you be ready to catch it? Are you going for it? Are you going for it? Yes. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for the opportunity. For allowing me to preach to you in oil for light. It has been wonderful. But you know something? I want to see the manifestation of this summit. I say there can be a transfer, there can be an impartation. Choose the one you want. Rise upon your feet and bless God for what has come today.
Tell the Lord today.
We know there's more that's found in you, and we will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you.
This is our cry.
We know, there's more that's found in you.
It's found in you, Lord.
It's in you, Lord.
We know,
there's more that's found in you.
Our hearts are found in you. Everybody say it.
And we will never settle,
for less.
We know there's more that's found in you.
All of creation waiteth for the
and
manifestation of the sons of God.
We know there's more that's found in you.
It's time that we find ourselves in you.
And
we will not settle for sickness and disease. We will not settle for pain, oh God. We will never settle for less. We will not settle for a broken heart. We will not settle for depression. 'Cause it's in you, Lord. It's in you,
Lord.